Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
We're here broadcasting in the epicentre of Melbourne Cup action and excitement, and that is the 3AW studios. And this is the Fairfax Media Centre too. And situated in the same building is the Age newspaper, and we've dragged Patrick Bartley up from the Age corridors, the chief racing writer for the Age, and he's with me right now. If I press the right button, we may even hear him. Patrick, thank you very much for your time.
I'm here live and well.
Oh, you look well. You look great.
I'm just concerned there are so many Sydney people in Melbourne at the moment. Is the NRL moving here or something? What are we doing here?
We're here because betting.club are our great sponsors. Of course, we have Neil Evans on the program on Fridays to talk footy and all sorts of stuff, including the racing. Neil Evans has jumped back into the studio this afternoon. You'd have a fair social calendar this week too, Neil Evans, wouldn't you? Because as Mark and I talk about quite often, you get VIP invites to just about everything apart from the Australian Open. You'd be off to some kind of luxury luncheon tomorrow, wouldn't you? Or
Well, we've got a nice spot out at the track, which is an enclosure spot, one of the marquees. And we've got, you know, obviously some big punter clients with us and a few other types. So it's a pretty good setup. And as we're talking, and we're chatting to Pat earlier about what a spread it is out there as a social event, it is terrific. I just quickly want to ask Pat, what is this weather going to do, Pat? Because I'm so curious to know whether we're going to be in good range tomorrow or whether we might just slip back to soft territory.
I'm waiting for a late forecast, but there is talk of rain, which will overjoy the internationals because they they find our tracks rock hard. If there's a bit of jar out, look, the chances are better. It's really enhanced.
It's a big thing.
Do you have the working man? Does he get a look into these lunches out there or give something away or throw something out?
Neil Evans goes, Patrick.
I never forget the working man, Pat.
Thursday he won't be going to Randwick. Next minute, he's in the championship box because an invite has arrived on Friday morning.
Exactly. And I shoplifted one and landed next to him, so I can tell you he was there.
Yes. Doncaster Day. Pat, the big man, was right at the end of the table there. It was an interstate table, as I recall, and it was one of Winx's great days.
All right. Let's Patrick, we could, the Melbourne Cup is a tough race to back. It's tough because they're all running around with lead in their saddles and some of the best horses really have a disadvantage because of the handicap. But can we pick on, say, five horses that you like at this stage in the Melbourne Cup?
Sure, we can. And look, great point, 24 horses we have, and there's just tremendously... It's never an exact science with a field of five. Here you've got 24 with form lines verging in from all over the world. Mm-hmm. I think Jamaica is an Australian freak. She's bred to run 1,400. She's going to run through 3,200 metres. She's drawn perfectly. And that
good
was
barrier.
Half the battle.
Yep.
Hartnell. The form line with Jamaica is frightening because he beat her by 6 lengths and Winx beat her by 8 lengths. Where does that leave Winx?
She's pretty good.
Maccabi Diva at the second rate. I'm terribly concerned hearing your opening remarks that we're overweighting this horse from Ireland. I like Wicklow Brave as well.
Yep.
It's an extra kilo on its back because I've got to carry it. So, and the Irish blokes have been saying it's been going okay. They tell me it's working the joint down at Werribee. That's what you want to know with these horses. They're drinking the water, eating the food, and enjoying their work, and it's ticking all the boxes.
Right.
That's really important.
Yeah.
I think Big Orange, he's an interesting one. And look, I know we can't do what we used to do and go back to those old Melbourne Cup patterns, but if the Lexus winner, have you ever seen anything like that, the Lexus winner?
From last to first.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Look like it could win the Newmarket.
Yeah.
I would seriously, and the weight it's got.
Yep. The writing was there after the Geelong Cup win.
It was.
Hit the line.
Yeah.
Didn't actually even run true, but hit the line like a train. So you sort of felt it was breathing all over that. But 3-day backup.
Yep.
Big reaction in the market, into $7 second favourite, back out now to $8.50, try to do what Shocking did. What about the pace in the race, Pat? Because you look at Shocking, you look at last year, they walked around for the first 2,000 metres. We talk about the ground, but the internationals, they will want some tempo from the half
They've
mile.
They've got to have tempo or they're out of business.
Yeah.
I think they can manage the occasion. In the old days when they came here, the occasion knocked them off.
Yeah.
It's funny, I was talking to Brett Preble in Hong Kong, who won with Green River.
Yeah.
He said, as soon as you get the mounting out, all you want to do is get your horse to the barriers because the crowd is so loud and the tension, they break up and they start to sweat. They start to pull all the way to the barrier, you've lost them.
Yep.
The mental attitude is so important, but they're so beautifully trained, these internationals, that they finish their work of a morning and take an hour to walk home.
I know it's a simplistic view of all of this, but having been to the Melbourne Cup Flemington only once, and that was last year, what knocked me out when I took the headphones off and threw to the race and put it down was when they started and the incredible roar. Yeah. It almost jolted me from where I was standing at the time. Yeah. And I thought to myself, if that jolted me and I've just had a cold shiver because I remember the roar, what's it doing to the horse?
Yeah.
You know, how do the horses adapt to that kind of noise?
And some don't. And some, their whole game's gone. They sweat up. They want a pull, get it over and done with.
Yeah.
That's
what
Bart Cummings used to say. Get them to settle wherever they are, where they're happy.
Yeah.
Settle.
Yeah.
Because if they rip and tear, you're finished.
Yeah.
And that is the occasion. And look, wonderful years when Damien Oliver won that cup and his mother had passed away.
Yeah.
Mackaybe Divas, third Melbourne Cup. Mm-hmm. Even Greg Miles, the broadcaster, said nearly brought a tear to his eye. I mean, that's when Flemington is like, as you say, the Sydney Cricket Ground or the MCG. Rose has won.
That's right,
beautiful. Now, let us go through the market for us quickly, and especially with notice to what Patrick raised there. He said Jamaica, Hartwell, Wicklow Bray, Big Orange, Oceanographer. How are they placed in the market at the moment?
Well, 90 minutes ago, I said, you know, be prepared for these top three to ease in the market. They've all done that. Hartnell out to $5.50. I think you'll get longer. Jamaica's now $9 out to the same price at Bondi Beach. Bondi Beach, they've backed it all morning. It's rock solid at $9. The other one there, of course, Oceanographer, as I said, Pat, I thought it was a big overreaction, but $7.50 now out to $8.50. So the top three of all these, Bondi Beach solid, Wicklow Brave is the best back runner today, hit $19, $17, rock solid at $15, they still want to take that price, and Big Orange is solid around the $16 mark. But as I said earlier, Chris, I just think they'll get all closer together. Yeah. They'll come out. The internationals will come in. We might be looking $7 or $8 the field and not a lot between the top six runners by the time we get there.
Fortunately, Chris and I got the odds early before we came on air. So I'm sorry about you, listeners. Look, there's an old feeling, though. Being a punter, you're a punter. There's a feeling when you see them shorten up over the weekend, oh, have I missed the boat?
Yeah.
They gave $15, now it's $7.50. Yeah. You know, or the bloke that says, I've got hundreds each way, and it's $11. Yeah. You know, that feeling of buying shares, top bottom.
Oceanographer, classic example. Patrick, so good to have you up here. Thank you so much. I'll let you return to your place of choice, the Age, on the... What floor are you?
We're on the second floor. We've got the Sydney Morning Herald people in there as well.
They're
at Sydney. We've got everything but the Harbour Bridge down here. True.
That's right. It's a Sydney-centric joint
They do invade. So who have you got on top right now?
Wicklow. Unfortunately, it's a kilo, another kilo. It's going to end up with 64, I'm worried. Yeah,
good on you, Patrick. Much appreciated. Patrick Bartley from The Age, chief racing writer. Fantastic personality. Neil Evans from Betting.club. We will see you at the track tomorrow.
We will.
And all the moves will occur probably from really early on. As soon as we get on.
Yep.
At just after 12 o'clock, you will see moves as money starts to pour in from punters.
Indeed. You've got the best seat, Chris, because you go right up to the start of the race at 3 o'clock, which is terrific. I remember last year you set the bar high. We had the owners of Prince of Penzance. 40 minutes from the jump, they were talking to Chris Smith. That was fabulous. I just want to mention quickly also, we've got this very special racing. I've called it the Cash Rate Cup.
Yeah, good.
An hour before the great race, of course, is the interest rate decision. The hot favourite, of course, is No Change. So we've got a double. You can back No Change into an overseas, No Change into a local, or the rate cut. And they're short, $1.90, $2. Not much between them.
So a rate change into a local or rate change into a foreign runner?
Yeah, so No Change. No Change into a local is $1.90. No Change into overseas winner is $2.
Yeah.
And a big gap out then. So if you think there's a rate cut, 25 basis points rate cut, about $12 or $13 into both.
You've got to be a putter and an economist at the same time.
The Cash Rate Cup.
Thank you, Neil. Much appreciated. Neil Evans from Betting.club. And fantastic to have Patrick Bartley here too from The Age. Wicklow Brave. Did you hear what Neil said? Most money today, or more money, has gone on Wicklow Brave than any other in the field. Just saying.
There you go.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.